You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Andrew McCarr, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with my brother, Akeem Ennis-Brown. Akeem, I said just before I pushed record there that I managed to see you in Cardiff on Saturday, right before the fight started. It was early doors, and I said to get an interview with you, but unfortunately with Joe Cordina winning and all the post-fight interviews, I didn't manage to get back to you, but we're here now. The interview's getting done, although albeit by Zoom, but first and foremost, mate, how's things, how's life?
Yeah, it's all good, man. You know, it's all good. As good as can be. How you been, brother? Long time no speak.
It's been a long time. I seen you like for 30 seconds ringside in Cardiff, and that was it. And I was off, and you were doing your thing. So yeah, life is good, mate. Just plodding away, doing my thing, talking to fighters, training myself. So yeah. But listen, I'm not the important one in this interview. I just ask the questions. You're the important guy we want to hear from. So obviously. You've lost, Sam Maxwell lost, and then you got back into the ring, I think it was maybe November time or December time, I can't quite remember, to get back in that win column. But that British title, I know how much that was dear to you, and losing that to Sam Maxwell in a decision that you thought you won, your team thought you won, maybe many fans thought you won. So just going back to that fight with Sam, have you looked back on it? Have you watched the fight back, and what are your thoughts now?
Yeah, I've watched it back. I ain't watched it in a long time, but like back around that time, I watched it a couple of times, you know what I mean? Wanted to see what the judges seen, wanted to see if I really won or lost, you know what I mean? If I was just being biased, wanted to see what I could have done better. And then I wanted to watch it from a fan's point of view, you know what I mean? Like if it was entertaining the fight or whatnot, regardless, you know? But I watched it back and that, and I can't lie, I still think I won. Just like the whole of what the majority of UK thinks I won, you know what I mean? I don't ever hear no one who says I lost, ever than some of his fans were just trying to wind me up, you know? But I still have that same thought.
Well, the British title, like I said, it's now vacant. Sam vacated it to go for the IBO world title back in April, I believe, in Liverpool. Now, there was a lot of talk about you fighting Dalton Smith and the circular went out and you pulled out of the fight. I know you have your reasons for pulling out, and Dalton was very, very respectful. When I did a post-fight interview with him, he says, listen, Akeem's got his reasons and I respect the man, and he's gave me his word he does want the fight. I think you watched the interview with Dalton because I seen you put a clip up of our interview. So when you saw that interview that Dalton's wanting the fight and he believes that you want the fight, is that how you feel right now?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I can't say nothing more but just head of respect to Dalton, you know what I mean? Like, how the situation's come across and how he's handled it. True, respectful fighting man, you know what I mean? Like, Dalton, I don't know, like, he's cool, man. He's a cool guy. Like, we spoke with him after his fight and that, you know what I mean? There was no malice there. It was just all love, you know what I mean? He come over, he showed me respect. He was like, how I'm a great fighter, like, all the stuff I've done, how he wants to fight me and that. He knows I want to fight. And you know what I mean? We had a little chat, Eddie. I had a chat with Eddie as well. Eddie's a cool guy as well. You know what I mean? Real cool guy. And like, I don't know, like I definitely still want that fight. And I mean, I know it'd be a good fight. And I don't know, Dalton, he's a cool guy, man. He's one of the guys like we'd fight, we'd give the fans a great fight, and we'd probably go for a beer after or something, you know what I mean? Like he's one of them type of guys, you know. But definitely I still want the fight, and I just want any good fight. And he seems like watching him that night, he seems a good fighter, what would bring out the best of me and someone I think I would look good against. So yeah, I would love that fight, you know. Love it.
But the thing is as well is you've never shied away from a fight. That's the thing. You've always wanted the fight. You've called for all the fights, especially at British level. Maybe Jack Catlin, Josh Taylor aside, and we all know your history with Harry Davis. You're a boy. So, but yeah. You've called for every other person in the division. So there's no reason why anyone or any fan doesn't think that you want this fight. But Eddie Hearn has said that Dalton's probably one of the best at 140 right now. Strong words from Eddie Hearn. But is it a dangerous fight for you going in someday against Dalton, especially with your sort of where you are at your career and where he is?
Probably dangerous for me, but same way it's dangerous for him, you know what I mean? Like, Eddie's saying that, but he's got to back his guy, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if I was Eddie's fighter and Dalton wasn't, Eddie'd be saying the same thing about me, you know what I mean? Like, Eddie's got to do that, you know what I mean? He's got to big up his fighter. But at the same time, he's not like, you know what I mean? Dalton is a good fighter, I can't lie. I'm not going to say he's not, he is a good fighter. But this is for Dalton to go out there and prove Eddie right. You know what I mean? That's what he's got to go do. And like I said, I think I'm one of the best in 140, you know what I mean? So that's for me to go prove myself right, you know? And then we'll see what happens then, you know? So it's all good, but it's interesting, you know what I mean? It's very interesting. And that's what I want. I want these type of rivals, these type of fighters, good fighters. And it's good to be paired up against these good fighters, you know what I mean? So it's like beating these fighters, these people are meant to be the best in the division. When I beat them, did that make me the best in the division then? Like, you know, so of course I'm going to go fight you then if you're meant to be the best. And, like, I love that. I love that.
Well, that's definitely how it works. I think, Akeem, if you beat the best, you are the best.
Yeah.
But like I said to you, like, that British title, you won against Philip Bowes, the vacant title against Philip Bowes, and then obviously Sam Maxwell, your next fight, you lost. But are you wanting to win that outright, that British title? Or you want to defend it and win it outright? Because like I said, when you look at them rankings, especially in Britain, when you've got guys like Harlem Eubank there who's doing his thing, you've got Lewis Ritson, you've got Don Smith, Corey Gibbs, Casey Benjamin, obviously O'Hara Davis is there, and over in Ireland you've got Tyrone McKenna, Robbie Davis Jr. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on, but the names in this division are fantastic, and your name is right up there with the rest of them. So, I mean, you keep doing your thing. There's some tasty fights out there for you.
Brother, it's crazy because it's like, I remember looking back in the day, and well, a couple of years ago, when I first kind of burst onto the super lightweight scene, where I was trying to creep in, you know what I mean? Like calling out fighters, trying to make a name, trying to get in there with, like, back when you had all these Robbie Davis, these Lewis Fritz and the Harvards, these guys are trying to creep in there. And then even then, it was like, the division weren't as interesting, you know what I mean? But it's like now, I was looking for it the other day, and I was thinking, there's some good fights there, you know what I mean? Some good fights where, like, before, like, if you look, like, I don't know how it's been, like, beating all these guys, three of them guys will give you good, like, good name. Five of them guys are good name. There's loads of good names floating around where you could pick any one of them, and they all kind of got some sort of clout or done something good, and they bring a good fight, you know, like, and they all make me entertained to fight. So I'm happy for all of them. And it's like you got the top end of the division with, like you're saying, the Harris, the Ritsons, the Robbie Davises, all them type of guys, Catch or Taylor. But then you got the new crop down below, when you got these Harlem Eubanks, Casey Benjamins, Dalton Smiths, Corey Gibbs, with you, if he's meant to be in the division.
I mean, Sam Maxwell's still there as well. Sam Maxwell is still there.
Yeah, Sam Maxwell, you know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, Sam Maxwell's floating around there as well. And it's like, I know a lot of people are writing Sam off, but it's like, personally, I don't even think he's a bad fighter. You know what I mean? Like, I think Sam's a good fighter. You know what I mean? Even though he, like, lost against me, everybody knows that he lost against me, and then he lost his last fight. I don't think you should just really call a fighter. I've seen some stuff around, people calling him shit, calling him this and that, giving him a hard time. I don't really think that's kind of fair, because it's like, when, before all of this year, he was meant to be the best thing, you know what I mean? And then, because he just had a couple of losses and whatnot, it's like, now people are writing him off, and it's like, that's just why boxing's a bit of a soft sport like that, because they love you one day, and they hate you next day. Yeah. And then you don't know if Sam might have lost to the next world champions, you know what I mean? Like, then what are people going to say then? So, I don't know, like, I wouldn't write Sam off, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, like, the division's hot, man, you know what I mean? The division's hot, anyone you pick, so Yeah, and I'm happy to be in the middle of all of that, you know, so it's great.
It's definitely, and you've got a smile on your face, which is good to see. Akeem, like I said, as well, you had a fight back in November there, and but now went to June. So obviously the Donald Smith fight is the fight that you want and he wants and Eddie wants, and I believe all every fan wants to see it. So for you, are you looking to get one fight in before Dalton, or are you hoping to get Dalton next?
I don't know, you know, like it would be good to get maybe one in, maybe, or even Dalton next, whatever, you know what I mean? It's whether I sit down with a team and we decide what's the best move, you know what I mean? Like for me, if I have to fight Dalton next, I'll fight Dalton next, you know what I mean? It's whatever. I've come to a point now in my stage of my career now where I want to kind of let my team do that side of thinking. I'm just going to get in a fight. Before I've done a lot of thinking myself, or I said, I want to fight this guy, I want to do that, you know what I mean? And then it's like, I've been doing a lot of rushing to the top, you know what I mean? Now I probably, and I'm still young. So it's like, now I'm going to slow myself down, whatever the teams decide, and then go for it, you know what I mean? As long as I'm in fights where I can get up for and I'm happy for and I'm entertained for, and the fans are going to love and they're going to do something for my career, then I'm down for, you know what I mean? So whether that means get a warm-up fight, whether that means jumping with Dalton, I'm happy either way, you know? So yeah, man.
Listen, Dalton showed a lot of respect for you in my post-fight interview with him, with you. So in closing this interview, would you like to, if you got a message for Dalton, you got anything you'd like to say to Dalton right now?
Yeah, I'd say Dalton, cool guy, you know what I mean? When we do meet, because we will meet, when we do meet, I'm looking forward to a great entertaining fight. I know you got something good. I know you know I got something good. And I think we'll give the fans something great. So yeah, it'll be a good fight. And the loser got to buy the other one a beer, innit? Let's say that, yeah? We'll call it that.
That's a good bet.
But yeah, but anywhere for the whole division, I think, like, the division, like you said, of looking at it, and it's all hot. So any one of them guys, whether I get a Harlem next, Casey Benjamin, I like Casey Benjamin, I sparred with him many times, you know what I mean? Good fighter as well. Whether he's next, even if you throw Matza back in there, you know what I mean? Him, any of these guys, yeah, or even the people at the top, Dalton, whoever, yeah, like, I think they're all good fighters. And I'm happy, actually, that now the super lightweight division is live and enough, man. I'm actually in there, a name in there, ready to get some good fights, you know what I mean, coming when I come back. So, yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm excited. Exciting times.
Good stuff. Listen, going back to that bet, the loser buys the winner a beer. The loser also has to buy me a beer. How's that?
Yeah. That's two beers.
That's two beers you've got to buy. One for the winner and one for Andrew.
Akeem, don't worry. But...
Exactly. Listen, I appreciate your time. I always appreciate your time, as always. And, listen, it's good to see you smiling. I hope to see you back in the ring soon. I'm just glad I couldn't do a face-to-face. I hate these Zoom interviews. Yeah. So it's always good to get a face-to-face one with a mic. But listen, hopefully I'll be at the next fight. Hopefully I'll be at that Dalton fight, because one of you is due me a beer. So
yeah, man, definitely you'll be there, man. It's not me going to be giving you the beer. Not me. Don't worry, man. I'll sit the beer with you.
There we go. Listen, Akeem, thank you so much, brother. And enjoy your evening. I'll speak to you soon.
Say nothing, Andy, my guy. Take it easy, brother. See you in a bit. Sports Social Podcast
Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.